here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 28th of January, 2015. It was on this day, 1754, that the word serendipity was first coined, a word defined by Merriam-Webster as the faculty or phenomenon of finding valuable or agreeable things not sought for. And it was recently listed by a translation company in the UK as one of the 10 most difficult words to translate in the English language. Other words on that list included plenipotentiary, gobbledygook, poppycock, whimsy, spam, and kitsch. The word serendipity was first used by Horace Walpole in a letter to an English friend. Serendipity, the fortuitous finding of some wonderful thing you didn't know you were looking for. And the word came from the word serendip in a fairy tale called The Three Princes of Serendip. Serendip was the Persian word for Sri Lanka. There have been many wonderful things found accidentally, including Kellogg's cornflakes, invented through serendipity, Charles Goodyear's vulcanization of rubber, inkjet printers, and Silly Putty and the Slinky, and chocolate chip cookies. Penicillin was discovered by Alexander Fleming accidentally after he had left for vacation without disinfecting some of his petri dishes filled with bacteria cultures, got back to the lab, found that the penicillin mold had killed the bacteria. Viagra was developed to treat hypertension, and angina pectoris didn't do such a good job at those things, but researchers found during the first phase of clinical trials that it was good for something else. The principle of radioactivity was found when researchers were looking for something else, and X-rays and infrared radiation. Julius Comro said, "Serendipity is looking in a haystack for a needle and discovering a farmer's daughter." And Wiktionary lists serendipity's antonym, the opposite of serendipity, as Murphy's Law and Perfect Storm. It's the birthday of the novelist Colette, born in Saint-Sauveur-en-Puisaye in the Burgundy region of France, 1873, best known as the author of Chérie and Gigi. Colette, who said, "What a wonderful life I've had. I only wish I had realized it sooner." It's the birthday of José Martí, born in Havana, 1853, who helped lead Cuba's struggle for independence from Spain. Pete Seeger's folk song Guantanamera is a translation of a poem by José Martí. Here's a poem for today by Philip Larkin, entitled Travelers. In trains we need not choose our company, for all the logic of departure is that recognition is suspended. We are islanded in unawareness as our minds reach out to where we want to be. But carried thus impersonally on, we hardly see that person opposite who, if we only knew it, might be one who, far more than the other waiting at some distant place, knows our true destination. Travelers, a poem by Philip Larkin from the Complete Poems, published by Faber and Faber, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.